The Business News Hour is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices throughout the metro. Learn more at homeconnectusa.com. And the Strudel House Fine Austrian Dining. Ask about the gourmet passport, thestrudelhouse.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. Grateful that you guys are hanging out with us on this Wednesday afternoon. In studio with us is Mike Caldwell from Square One DSM here. That's a partnership program.
Part of the partnership.
It is part of the partnership. And congratulations, you're back in your digs.
We are. In fact, we are happily back in our digs. It's beautiful.
Was there a ribbon cutting? Did I miss that?
There's an open house coming up. I don't know the invite list or whatever, but there's an open house next Friday,
That's it.
So I think they're invited the whole town. I'm not sure.
So.
I think you do have to RSVP if you want to go. So
Gene's got to show off the place, and Jay and...
You know, if you've ever been in that building, it's nothing like it used to be. They took out the escalators. They moved the walls. There's a new stairwell in the middle. You won't even know you're in the same building.
Really?
You will have no idea you're in the same building.
Very nice.
Well, it's gorgeous.
Sometimes bad things are good.
You can find good things out of
bad
things.
There you go.
Exactly. It's our lemonade out of lemons.
There you are. Well, part of the partnership is Square One DSM, and that's a renaming of something that it used to be. And along with that renaming, you guys have focused on several new things as well.
We have. Yeah, it's Square One DSM is really just trying to put a brand around all the entrepreneurial things we've done for, a lot of years. I've been involved since 08. I'm sorry, 07. I've got to be careful here.
Wow.
And helping entrepreneurs, everything from I've got this idea, what do I do, to I had a gentleman come in and say, I need to raise $6 million in capital. How do I do that? And pretty much everything in between. And as we grew it, and as we did more and more, we kept finding out that capital is the big need.
Sure,
and certainly there are startups that, let's be frank, probably aren't ready for capital or probably aren't going to attract it, but there are certainly plenty that are. And so we got involved with starting Plains Angels, and now we got involved with Global Insurance Accelerator to bring more into the insurance industry. And most recently, we have an accelerator for local companies called Square One Accelerator. And we're over in the East Village. So all kinds of things going on.
So you're spread pretty thin.
It's okay.
That's all right.
I like it. I have fun.
Busy is good.
Busy's good.
Yeah. So we're going to spend some time today talking about the funding mechanisms for startups.
Yes.
Because we talk about this all the time. And you're so gracious. You bring in these startups that have some wheels on them, that they've been able to get someplace. And my question always is, well, how are you guys going to make money? Because that ends up, if you don't make money, it's a hobby. So,
well, not according to Silicon Valley last year.
We can talk
about that a little bit, too, because
that's
kind of why we're doing this session coming up. But, yeah, exactly.
So somewhere along the line, to scale it, you got to have some funding.
You
got to be able to figure out where that's coming from. And so how does all this work, Mike?
Well, so at the very basics, there's kind of a couple kinds of funding.
Friends and family?
Well, debt and equity.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I got to pay you back or I don't have to pay you back. Right. So the simplest version is, Mike, you want to be my partner? You want to put some money in the business? Yeah, sure. Okay, you're an equity partner. Here, have some stock. That's equity. But it doesn't mean you're ever going to get paid back. And there's no debt, and there's no loan payments or anything. It's just if we sell the business, you get paid back. And then there's truly like going to the bank, debt. And there's various kinds of debt instruments as well. For startups, especially in the tech space, the newer age space that aren't, physical plant and equipment, banks aren't an option.
Mm.
So you usually have to find an investor.
Because banks don't necessarily like an idea.
Well, it's not they don't like it. They don't finance them. They never have.
Right.
It's really not what they do. They finance growth. If you show them that you have a track record, if you can sell 10, they'll help you get to 100.
Mm.
But getting from 0 to 10 is not something that's considered bankable.
Right.
And coming out of the 08, 09 downturn and the rewrite of the banking regulations, it got even tougher because some of the banks had kind of gotten outside of that and made some bad investments, and it cost all of us taxpayers a lot of money to clean that up. So it's the appropriate thing that a bank isn't there to finance a startup. They're there to finance growth.
So when we get to the startup phase and funding – that's, again, friends and family.
Friends and family.
Or a partner. Or you go out and find somebody.
You find investors.
An angel.
An angel. And, why is it called an angel investor? Well, it's the religious symbol of someone coming from on high to help you. But they bring more than cash. Angels, by definition, bring knowledge. They bring help. And you usually know what you know. So if you're starting a company in the clothing industry, you want an angel that knows the clothing industry because they usually, along with her money, she has contacts all over the industry, or he knows everybody on the supplier's side that can help you. So they bring knowledge and they bring ideas.
And I would imagine, because of the popularity of Shark Tank, for example, that lots of people get an idea anyway how all this equity works.
Yeah, they think they do. I mean, Shark Tank's a television show, so it's fiction. Just start with it's fiction.
Right. But it gives people an idea how it sort of works.
It does. And, you know, in the perfect world, you go out and you raise $1 million of equity or $5 million or $10 million, and you build your company, and suddenly what you spent $5 million of somebody else's money and 5 years of your time on, somebody buys it from you for $50 million.
There you go.
Your investors maybe get 20 back on their five, and you keep the other 30. That's a beautiful thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it works out that way.
Sometimes it does work.
And more often it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's where the confusion is. So,
what happens when it doesn't work?
A variety of things. Sometimes the investors actually get a little money back. Most times they get nothing. So you think about an angel investor putting $100,000 or $25,000 or $50,000 in a deal. The industry odds are for every 10 angel investments you make, 7 will return 0.
Mm. So why do it?
Because the one or two that return well sometimes return 10, 20, and 30 times.
Mm.
And people are like, well, aren't angels being greedy, wanting a 10 times return? Because that's the standard. Show me how you're going to make me 10 times my money. Sure, if every one of them made 10 times, that'd be greedy. But if 7 of them go to 0, and over 5 years you make 10 times your money on 1/10 of your money, you broke even.
Right.
Sorry for the math on the audio. Yeah. Just right in the car. But you just broke even.
Yeah, you did break
even. It's not that good. And you usually put a lot of your time into it. Not just your money, your time.
What does it take, other than money, what does it take to become or to be an angel investor? What's going through these guys' heads or these women's heads when they take their money and they invest in these startups that have really not a very good track record for paying back?
Right. They don't have any track record in some cases.
Right.
Because they're a new entrepreneur. So two things.
What makes them tick?
Well, passion.
Yeah.
It's passionate money. It's intelligent money, too. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. Looking for a really good idea. You look at some of the startups here in the area that have grown very, very big. It can make a lot of money. I think there is I want to make a lot of money. But more importantly, it's I want to give back. I want to help somebody. I think that the angels I know that are the most involved, if it's purely financial, it's not that interesting to them. Yes, it has to have a potential to make my money. I'm not going to just throw my money away. Beyond that, I have to care about it. I have to go, I really think that's great.
Now, are there many people like that?
Yeah, a lot more than we think there are. Really? Iowa has a lot of angel investors in it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you won't ever see numbers that say Iowa does a lot of angel investing because most of our angels don't like to tell anybody that they invested their money. They're like the farmers that buy the new truck and then hide it in the barn.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And that's what happens, by the way. I know this from personal experience. Right?
Don't want anybody seeing how well you're doing.
We don't brag.
Right.
We have a lot of angels that work in small groups. There aren't a lot of large groups, and they don't advertise. And, you know, if you put a sign up on your yard that said, hey, I put money into companies, you're going to get a lot of company you hadn't hoped for.
Right.
So it's not something you advertise about, but there are out there, yes.
Well, so when we have an idea, when a person has an idea and they're going, okay, we need some investment in this, where do they go? I mean, how do you know if the angel investor is not putting up a sign saying, hey, I invest in companies, where do you go for that stuff?
Well, so there are a lot of different people like myself throughout Iowa that helped entrepreneurs get ready to go ask for money because it's not as simple as I have an idea, please give me some money.
No, you gotta get ready.
There's a lot more involved. And to be frank with you, and this is what's happening across the industry now nationally is – there was kind of a crazy time a year or two ago when everybody was getting money for any idea, especially on the West Coast. And that's pretty much come to an end. And a lot of big angel funds and, more important, venture capital funds are realizing a lot of their investments never made the money, and they're going to shut the faucet off.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing you really have to do is show that you have traction. You have to show your customers care about what you're selling. So I'll give you an example. Men's Style Lab here in town, mm-hmm. before they ever took any money, basically did a campaign on Facebook and got a whole bunch of people to ask to have a box of clothes sent to them. Darian then got his credit card out, went over to the outlet mall, bought them a bunch of really cool clothes, put them in boxes, and shipped it to them to see if they were happy. And they paid him, and he got paid. And then the angels were like, and I'm making this very simplistic. This was a lot of work and time. But he proved it worked. And he proved it over and over and over. And angels went, wow, this really works. And they invested in his company. So I do think these days you have to show that you have something more than an idea. An idea is not investable.
Right.
And to be frank, there's a lot of great ideas and very few people that can execute and build the business.
I think that's a fascinating story, the one that you just shared about Darian, because what he did, he actually put skin in the game.
Oh, big time.
Way out in advance.
Way out.
Yeah, yeah.
And hey, if I'm your investor and you won't put money in your company, why should I?
Right.
It's a good question. And so, you know, we don't expect somebody to throw every dime they ever had in it. But, you know, people say, well, I'm going to do this part-time for a while. I'm going to do it. No, you're not going to get an investment. Mm-hmm. You have to be all in mentally.
What kind of a person does it take to be able to do that? Now, that's a real risk as well, because you leave the soft comfort job of a 9-to-5 or something like that, and then you go into this thing and you're telling your bride or your significant other, you say, well, hold on, you know, it's beans and rice here for the next couple of years.
Well, I don't think everybody's that logical about it. I think a lot of it is passion, but I can tell you from experience, the ones who make it are the ones that know how to get work done every day. And they don't count their work by the hours they put in. They count their work by the things they get done that move the needle.
Right.
And I think that's a big difference. It's why some people who are very happy in a corporate world don't always make the greatest entrepreneurs, is because they haven't been in that situation where they have to perform or they don't get paid. And it's nothing against people in the corporate world. I mean, I was in the corporate world. I loved it. Certain aspects of it, there's a whole
lot
less stress.
Yeah.
It's nice to be able to go home and go to sleep, right?
Exactly.
But I think the people that have the kind of drive and energy to go after it every day and see failure as a reason to get up and go do it again.
Mm-hmm.
They have to engage failure. It doesn't mean they like it, but they've got to engage it.
Yeah, and it is stressful, but at the same time, it's extremely rewarding.
Yeah.
Yeah, when things work out.
Do you remember we had Elizabeth Caven in here a while back?
Yeah,
did you see what's going on?
She's in San Francisco.
Yeah, so she's now a finalist, top 10 finalist in the nation for an SBA award of up to $70,000, and she's in one of the top 5 accelerators in the nation.
Right.
With Upcraft Club.
I think it's just a great story. Yeah, we as a matter of fact, we replayed her interview with us.
Oh, did you?
From back in November when she was in, just so people could get an idea about what we were talking about. Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. We got to clear out of here. The music says it's nigh on to 6 o'clock. Thank you, Michael, for doing this.
Right.
And where do people find you?
SquareOneDSM.com. And we have an event next Wednesday if you want to come in. We're going to be talking investing.
Oh, it's silly about that, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, how all that works. All right, we've got to clear on out of here. Dustin Halderson on the controls tonight. We heard from Ryan Hanser early. We did a rebroadcast from the Iowa Association of Business and Industry last half hour as well. Mike Caldwell from Square One DSM talking about investing for startups. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, from all the staff, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.